So we're back with Radio Real Estate Show. Scott Simmons with Alex Danny. Hi, Alex.
How you doing, Scott?
Good.
So what beautiful day out there?
It's a beautiful day on Salt Spring.
It's always a beautiful day on Salt Spring, isn't it?
Always.
Okay, we're playing high-tech games.
So now what we're going to do is we'll just sum up basically what you could do for a silver package. It would be like maybe reusing the tub.
Right. So say $2,500 to $5,000 homeowner. Job, maybe some help, a little bit of outside help from the odd person. So what have we done? We've put a new backsplash in behind our tub or our shower, and that's going to either require paint or some sort of a waterproof, you know, finished surface on it, right? And you're okay, and then included, of course, when the first package added to the second package is your countertop and or vanity, faucets, and some lighting. Now, lighting I find is always lacking in a bathroom. And if you do have the walls open and you are doing a bit of lighting changes, you know, add some sort of house lights.
Common,
rather than just having one light in the ceiling and one light over the vanity. I like to switch them separately. I don't have when I do a bathroom, even if it's a small bathroom, I put one or two nice little, say, 4-inch pot lights down the center of the room, or one over the shower and one or tub and one kind of in the middle of the room, or on a separate switch, your vanity light, you know, traditional. Now you can have side by side lights, mirror lights. I mean, the sky's the limit, right? But you basically want to, you know, add some new appeal, fresh lighting, fresh paint. Adding lighting in the sense of natural light would be recommended. If your bathroom is on an outside wall and a window can be cut in or added, that's a definite benefit. Some natural
light.
Okay,
now let's talk about the $5,000 plus. You know, let's say someone says, okay, Alex, I don't want to do any work. The bathroom, we know there's a bit of moisture problem. And,
yep.
You know, my budget's around $5,000 to $10,000. That's what you would need to just do a full blown
5 to 10. You still have to be careful with your budget,
right?
Because of course you can go, the sky's the limit if you want granite everything.
Right.
You know, you can't do it for 10,000. 5 to 10. Okay, what can we do for 5 to 10? I would say, and we're still sticking with the same baseline house, right? We want to have a nice. It's a bungalow, but we fancied up everything else. We have the floors and the
right.
newer windows and doors and such. And the bathroom is the last thing you want to do. So, gutting it would probably be the first thing.
Just take everything right out.
Have fun with it. I mean, just get rid of everything.
Right down to the 2x4s.
Oh, yeah.
The plywood floor on top of the joists.
Exactly.
Everything.
Exactly.
So strip it right down to nothing.
The beauty of that is there are no surprises. You know what you've got.
If your joists are rotted, you can sister a new one up beside it maybe, or cut it out. Or
if there's not enough space for something, like you want to add a closet into that room, you can cut a hole. What I've done before is cut a hole in the wall into the next bedroom, or steal away some of the square footage of the bedroom next door.
Right.
Because often it's like 3 bedrooms in a row with a bathroom in there somewhere, or 2 bedrooms in a row with a bathroom. Then you can cut in a window.
Yeah.
If you don't have a window, you can be tall, narrow window, or you can be, one horizontal window way up high.
Now those windows, if you're putting it in a bathroom close to the shower or the bathtub, it has to be CSA safety approved window, doesn't it?
Correct. You don't want to be falling in your shower.
Right.
And falling against your window.
It's got to be a special type of glass.
Just tempered glass.
Is it tempered?
Tempered.
I thought it had to be a certain, isn't there a certain CSA approval or something? I can't remember.
We did one.
3 mil or something?
We did one where, you know, low, like say 2-foot windowsill.
Right.
And the tub's right there. And it's say a 4-foot square window or a 5-foot square window looking out into the forest or whatever. Right. The inside panel, inside glass pane has to be tempered. So if you fall and slip in your shower or
you're not going to break it.
You might fall into it. Being tempered, you'll just bounce off.
Yeah.
Right? That's why sliding glass doors are tempered.
Right.
Because in the 50s, you know, people would walk into them and and cut themselves.
Was that just... Oh, okay, before they were tempered.
Before they were tempered, they were just plate glass, and you walk into it and smash, you've got...
It's surprising how tough new windows are, actually.
Oh, yeah. Well, piece of tempered glass, say the kind of pieces that you can buy for your deck, you know.
Right. 3 mil.
3 mil. They're 74 inches long and 34 inches wide. Well, they're units that were set up to for sliding glass doors. You can actually lay that on the ground with, a 4x4 post on both ends and walk over it, and it'll... bend right down to the ground and step off it, and it'll bounce right back.
Yeah, it's amazing how strong it is. I took apart a bunch of sliding glass doors this last winter, and they're so strong, the glass.
Yeah, now as soon as you wrap the edge of it with something metallic, that's when it goes. That's what shatters it.
It shatters, yeah.
So the gut bathroom. Okay, so now you've got it down to the bare bones. Now you can see what you've got. So now you can make your choices. And that's where budgeting right from the very beginning definitely pays off. And I always recommend people say, well, I've got two lists. One is my needs list, and one is my wants.
Right.
I need the tub, or not. Maybe I just need a shower. We need a toilet, obviously, and we need some kind of a sink.
Glass shower enclosures, that's where it starts to get ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching.
Yeah, yeah, you can spend quite a bit of money, but by doing the work yourself...
Right.
You can offset some of the labor.
But still, and install, nice, like, how thick is the glass, like the stuff Troy puts in?
Well, that would be half inch, would be the high end, right? Half
if
inch.
If you've
thick,
ever seen
12 mil.
A glazer put in those panels, it's quite amazing how they put it in.
Yeah, you build all your shower enclosure, whether or not you have a pony wall or not.
Right.
Say you just have the base on the floor. Troy can come in and sort of set the whole thing up to be glassed.
Right.
The sides, the door, the hinges, everything. But it's mucho dinero, you know.
Does it cost a ton? Or
what
does it cost?
$2,500 for, you know, side panel, door, and installation, and, you know.
What about a shower? Like, just to put in, like, if you want to do a tile shower and a one glass kind of partial glass wall.
I bought a kit through Troy for my 4 foot shower, which was, I guess, about a 6 mil. Glass, so half the thickness, and a basic frame. And so it's a side light and door, and you can choose your door size. You know, I think I went with a 26-inch door and a whatever side light and the frame. And for him to come and install it, it's a couple of hours of install time, somewhere around 60 an hour, plus the cost of the door. I think it was about 800 total. So if you've done your own shower base and shower backsplash, you know, your waterproofing, call Troy and he'll come and measure for a door for it. And or if it's a factory fiberglass unit that you've installed and you've finished around it, he can come and install
the
door.
He's not
for
the
it.
Only glazer on the island, though. There's other glazers.
True,
too.
Yeah. There's you know, Gulf Islands. Is it called Gulf Islands Glass? Gulf Islands Glass.
Yeah.
And
there's that English guy too.
He
have you ever met the English guy?
No, who's the English guy?
He's got a real thick English accent. He just moved here about a year ago.
Is he the guy that works with? There's a guy that works with Troy.
English
with the English accent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He gave one of my customers such an incredible deal on fixing her windows.
Oh, okay.
He fixed a sliding glass window for like $50.
Wow.
I mean, you know, went back twice, fixed it, charged like $50.
Wow. Perfect.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that. Often the sliding glass
I think
door,
he's just new on the island. Yeah. He's going to start charging the Salt Spring rates pretty soon.
Yeah. You never know. So one thing about your gold bathroom now then is, of course, your needs and your wants, you know.
Right.
And if you've still got the 5x9 bathroom, you know, you can still make that really unique with mirrors. Eliminate the tub and go with...
Shower.
A shower. Go with a Schluter shower kit that's designed to fit in the place of a 5 foot tub.
Oh, okay.
32 inches wide, 60 inches long.
I mean, are bathtubs really gone out of vogue?
Well,
how many people really have baths? I can't remember the last time I've ever had a bath.
You know, it's funny because some people say, you know, you've got you build a bathroom for somebody and it's shower, you know, three piece shower, you know, toilet and sink, and they go, hey, where's the tub? And then, so the next person, you build in the nice bathroom. You know, it's a tub, really nice tub with maybe a handheld shower and you know, the vanity and the toilet. And they go, well, where's the shower? I think it's 50-50 with typical folks. You know,
I think
who likes baths and who likes showers.
Well, I think it's a time thing, though. I think people shower more.
Well, I tell you, it's interesting. Shower and water cascading over yourself actually generate, I believe it's positive ions. Yeah, it's the feel good, right?
Okay.
That's what makes you feel good. I believe it's the positive ions, not the negative ions. It's the positive ions that makes you feel good. You know, laying in the tub. There's no water cascading over you. You know, it's not the same feel.
Well, the Jetta tubs, I don't know. They just seem to be
Jetta tubs, the 70s, 80s styles, where they pump the water around, are not used anymore. Not popular. Jetta tubs are made now with tiny little holes in the base that blow air. Exactly, and the beauty of that is that the pump that's pumping the air warms the air, and then it's not really a swirling water.
Right.
It's more bubbled water. It's a massage tub. But the point being is that the warm air driven into the water it's not cooling down your tub water.
Right.
Traditional spa tub, right? It would suck the air out of the bathroom, out of the ambient air, pump it into the water, cool down the water.
I don't, you see a lot of them in houses, you really wonder how many times they've ever been used.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
You know.
So that's why I'm thinking in the gold kit, say $5,000 to $10,000 range, you know, get rid of the bathtub.
Yeah.
And put in a 60-inch long shower base. Or if your bathroom's 7 feet wide, you know, go with a larger shower.
Large shower makes a lot of sense to me.
Go with the dual heads.
You want to have a multi-person shower.
Shower. A solid glass facade.
Right.
Dual heads, dual controls. And then go with electric radiant heat.
Oh, yeah.
And some tile. And
see, that's the coolest thing. Now
electric radiant heat.
Now we're talking. This is where it really pays. When you put the heat mesh underneath the towel.
That's right.
And then you just crank it a little bit, and it keeps the tiles warm.
Yeah, you can leave it on a timer.
You know, to compare it with the carpet,
from the beginning of the show to the end of the show,
to keep
we've evolved
your feet
from
warm,
the 70s
I mean,
until...
That, or those mesh, like the electric floor under the tile just makes so much sense.
And, you know, the homeowner can do it themselves. You can buy the kits through the hardware stores or a place like Home Depot or Rona. You know, you measure your...
Or
Schlage or Windsor, yep. When the electricians... Or contracted.
Or Mowat's. Let's shop on Island.
Oh, okay.
Mowat's
must have. They could probably order something for
Mowat's
you.
Mowat's has everything.
Yeah, and there's different brands.
I
yes,
would never recommend
Mowat's.
On this show going off Island to Rona or Home Hardware. I hate, or Home Depot. I would say go to Home Hardware, Mowat's, go to Schlage, go to Windsor Plywood, see what
you know,
they have.
I ordered a tub for a little basement bathroom from Mowat's. 60-inch long, but I ordered it as a 32-inch wide. It was a max tub.
Oh, right.
$299, brand new, with a proper tiled flange, on a Tuesday morning or something. And by Thursday afternoon, it was here on Island.
Mowat's is good.
I couldn't have driven off Island and paid myself to go and get it for...
And Mowat's will match everybody's
price.
I mean,
True.
You know, after I enjoy going to Mowat's.
Yeah, as a plumbing, you were in plumbing before.
But the staff is friendly. They'll help you out. I mean, Gordy has worked there for how many years? 20 odd years or something? I don't know. He knows everything about plumbing, all the fixtures.
I recently heard that he's not there anymore.
Oh, really?
But that may just be a rumor. I don't.
But the staff,
anyway.
I mean, they've got the experience,
yes.
The knowledge. They can help you. It's personalized service, something you just. You know, you go to Home Depot, and it's like you're looking
down
the aisle, and
is anybody here?
It's a nightmare.
Those stores are so massive. You need a GPS and a cell phone to find your partner in the store.
And
right?
And the prices are no better.
True. Yeah. No. And the Mowat's can order you, or Schlage or Windsor can order you something.
Exactly.
Like as I said, and it was 2 days, and I couldn't. Pay myself to go off island to get a tub for $299 delivered to the island.
Yeah.
with the tile flange and 32-inch wide comfortable.
That's what I always find. They match. I mean, Schlage or Windsor will match anybody's price on, you know, Home Depot, any of those places for all kinds of building supplies.
And definitely, and we shouldn't digress too much again, but I know it's easy to do, but, you know, you're talking about your whole package. You break it down piece by piece, section by section, so just like a puzzle.
So when we're budgeting,
right,
that's where we take the things that we want, like the floor system, the showers, we add up all the price.
Go with the list, as I suggested, the needs and the wants. You need this, this, and this.
Now,
and then
now here's a shameless plug for you, Alex. Let's say someone wants to renovate a bathroom. Could they call you and have you come over and take a look at it?
Absolutely. I'll come to anybody's house for the first hour for nothing, you know, because I love talking, of course, and I like talking about homes. So
then you'd come over,
talk about
the
project, look at it,
figure out a budget,
yep,
and then, you know, give them some advice on what they could do. Either go like A, B, or C. You know,
for the first hour, I'm happy to do that, and then after that, I charge a bit. But I can actually draw up the whole thing from start to finish as far as the budgeting goes, and I can work it out for as far as, you know, basically every hour and every item that goes in there, whether it's the in-floor heat or whether it's a new vanity or a new tub or a new tap or whatever.
Now, how do they get a hold of you, Alex?
Well, they can call me on my cell phone. That's 250-538-8594 anytime.
Or they could go on
email.
Your blog. You have a blog.
Yeah, blog is portside at wordpress.com.
Or
let's see, email portside.alex@gmail.com. Or Mr. Alex Denny on YouTube.
Or they could just call you.
Or you can just call me.
Alex Danny in the phone book.
Yeah, yeah. My home. I do have a landline also, you know. So, yeah, modern world, 6 to 8 different methods.
So if somebody wants to get a hold of you, they can phone you, and you would go through all these options with them.
Or they can email Scott at 1% Realty, Salt Spring Island, and you would pass on my...
saltspring@yahoo.com.
saltspring@yahoo.com. Scott's email.
Well, thank you, Alex, for coming on the show
today. You're welcome.
We're gonna start. We're gonna do a couple more ads here, and the next show, Drew's Radio Show, is just about to come on with some exciting music. So, thank you, Salt Spring, for listening today, and have yourself a wonderful day. And we'll talk to you all later.
It's not Rogers Communications. It's not Astral Media, and it's not the Pattison Group.